Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it was thought they had died out in Irish waters, but this summer a sturgeon was caught and released off the coast of Kerry. Anya Murray is an ecologist and Irish Examiner columnist. Afternoon, Anya.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Prior to this summer, then, when was the last time a sturgeon was seen in Ireland?
Prior to this, it was 1987. There was a confirmed sighting of sturgeon in the Irish Sea. And since then, it's been considered that they've gone extinct in Irish waters.
Yeah, but even back then, were they considered to be pretty rare for Ireland?
It's hard to know exactly, to be honest. There are records that date right back. So even in the Bronze Age, we know that people here caught sturgeon regularly. And there's records right through medieval times and up through the centuries of people catching and harvesting, I guess, sturgeon from estuaries of rivers and from the sea.
Okay.
So they weren't infrequent.
Yeah, okay. That would imply that, you know, perhaps hundreds of years ago, they were more plentiful in our waters.
They have suffered a lot from overfishing. And again, it's like bigger animals, there's better records for. So something like sturgeon, we don't have brilliant records for. So it's hard to know. But there's records like from the monks at Clonmacnoise, they caught and ate sturgeon from the River Shannon in the 6th and the 7th century. And we know that sturgeon swam up the Boyne and the Barrow and the Blackwater. So there are records showing that they were reasonably common in inshore waters all around Ireland.
Now, is a sturgeon both a saltwater and a freshwater fish?
Yeah, they are. They're a bit like salmon in that they spawn in freshwater. So in rivers, they come up and they like well oxygenated water and they lay their eggs there. And then the young hatchlings, we'll call them, they move down and mature in an estuary of a river. And then they go out to sea for a couple of years and they don't mature until they're teenagers. And then they return to the freshwater habitats where they've spawned for themselves to spawn.
Yeah.
So that like eel, like salmon, they move between freshwater and the open sea.
They are, and they can get to be huge.
Absolutely massive. So I was writing this up and I think, okay, 6 metres long. That is massive. Now, most would grow to 2 or 3 metres long, but exceptional specimens can grow to be 6 metres long and they weigh as much as 400 kilograms. I was thinking, what's fine? You know, how do I kind of envisage 400 kilograms? That's the weight of an average horse.
Wow.
These are big fish.
Well, perhaps, like, but then a 6 metre fish probably couldn't get very far in an Irish river. They wouldn't be long enough. They'd be getting stuck. And
well,
things.
For the really big rivers, they can, like the Shannon or the Blackwater, they are able to come in. I mean, they spend a lot of their time in kind of near shore waters, so along the coast, but not too far out. And they can live to be 100 years old or more. And in that time, they will keep returning back to spawn and then move back out to sea, back up river to spawn, back out to sea.
And they've been around.
Yeah, pretty incredible fish.
Yeah, and they've been around for millions of years, pretty much unchanged. Would that be the case?
They're often referred to as a fossil fish or a dinosaur fish because they've been pretty much unchanged for 150 million years. So that's an awful lot longer than humans have been on the planet.
And what do they eat?
They eat all sorts. They'll eat kind of small crustaceans, smaller fish. They're quite easygoing, I guess, in their diet preferences, that they'll eat whatever's out there.
Right. Okay. Well, I suppose if you're that big, you wouldn't want to be too fussy. Now, I suppose for people who would even have heard of sturgeon, they would think of caviar. Are they still used to produce caviar?
That's right. So they are the fish that produce caviar. And the amazing thing about caviar is that you don't even have to kill the fish to harvest the caviar. So if you get a large female, there's some kind of technique to, I don't know, tickle them, but get them to release their eggs. And then you can release the fish back into the water. So, I mean, that's a kind of what we would now call a sustainable approach, sustainable harvesting. But that's been practiced for eons with sturgeon. Now, I don't know if there's a much of a tradition of caviar in Ireland from the records that we have. It's more that they were caught and they were eaten and their skin was used as well.
Yeah. Is it still only sturgeon that you get caviar from, or can they do it from other fish?
I think traditionally caviar does relate just to sturgeon. Though, I mean, now I think they're calling caviar, you know, the roe or the fish eggs from other fish species too. It's a bit like, you know, you can get vegan sushi now, and maybe that's not traditionally what was the case. But yeah, originally, and I guess the most authentic caviar does come just from sturgeon.
And the fact now that one has been caught off Irish waters when it thought they weren't kind of really living around here anymore, does that have any greater significance, or do you think it's just a one-off?
It's hard to know. I mean, they saw two fish. So there was a pair of sturgeon in the coast just off Valentia Island in County Kerry. Luckily, the skipper there released the fish, so measured it, photographed it, and released the fish back in. But just a couple of years ago, the Irish Wildlife Trust, along with the Blue Marine Foundation, published a report looking at the history of sturgeon in Ireland, and specifically at the potential for reintroducing sturgeon. So, you know, the way we reintroduced white-tailed eagles and golden eagles, and these top predators are really important in lots of our ecosystems. And the same goes for sturgeon in Irish marine waters. So this call back in 2023 from the Irish Wildlife Trust to reintroduce sturgeon, or to look at reintroducing sturgeon in Irish waters, I guess it has a bit more clout now that we know that there are some here, and it does suggest that it would be possible to establish sturgeon here again, that like they are across Europe. So in France and in Germany, they have captive breeding programs where they're releasing huge numbers of tiny sturgeon into a couple of rivers in the hope of saving these fish from extinction.
Yeah, and would the introduction of sturgeon benefit our marine ecosystem in general?
Yeah, I mean, they call it like an umbrella species. So there would be certain things that you would have to do. You can't reintroduce them if the habitat conditions aren't good enough for them to have much of a potential to survive. So at the moment in Ireland, like half of our rivers and our estuarine waters are not meeting the basic standard of good water quality under the Water Framework Directive. So in other words, half of our rivers and estuaries are polluted. So you don't want to go to the trouble of reintroducing a fish when you know that its habitat is still heavily polluted. And that's an issue with nutrient overloading in a lot of our rivers, and that runs out into our estuaries. And the other big issue is the barriers to migration. So dams and weirs, they make it impossible for fish like salmon and eel and sturgeon to travel all the way up the river and return to their spawning beds. So a big program of removing those barriers to migration would be required. And that would, of course, benefit eel as well and salmon as well. So if you put the measures, if you look at it more holistically, you know, salmon have declined massively, just in my lifetime, you know, in about 40 years, there's been a 60% decline in salmon in Ireland. And they are now a threatened species from being so, so common so recently. All of these measures, whether it's looking at water quality as well as the barriers to migration, they would benefit a whole load of wild migratory fish.
Anya, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Anya Murray there, the ecologist and Irish Examiner columnist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.